We are on Daf Vav and Aleph, right? Now...
Yuram.
Oh, sorry. Not Yuram Rav. Sorry, a little wrong aloha. Scratch that. We are on Daf Yuram Rav. And I want to go back to actually before the Mishnah moment, because I saw a Girsa in the Gilui Ephraim, which I did, should have noticed before, which I really didn't, which is Rav Huna. Starting from... actually, not starting from there. Scratch that. From Hoyel Vahu, the third, fourth line before the Mishnah, Hoyel Vahu be Kores. So the Gilui Ephraim changes it to Hoyel Vahu Boho Roya. Now this is talking about the halacha of Avodah Zorah by a Kohen Mashiach. About Avodah Zorah by a Kohen Mashiach is also only chayav a korban if he paskins erroneously. He makes a mistake in his psak, right? So it says here he korets, but it should be the Gilui Ephraim has a bar roya. So therefore, you korets lama lifnai v'fin. Therefore, I might say like any time the Kohen Mashiach makes a mistake, the blood of his korban goes inside the base side in the kodesh. That's it says also, which is a mute, that the korban avodah zarah, the blood never goes inside. Why? Because avodah zarah, you defiled so much that the blood work remains outside the kodesh. Okay, so basically going on to halacha. You're not liable on a mitzvah lo saseh which occur in the base hamikdash. Now, what does it mean by a mikdash? Tumas mikdash for kadoshav. Tumas mikdash kadoshav. There is no chiyuv of parhelim davar. The parhelim davar for the Sanhedrin or for the Kohen Mashiach, his korban. You don't mean about korban chatoim which concerned the father of the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe Nosham Toli al Hasev al Losei Seishim Mikdash. You also bring Nosham Toli on the korban you bring if you made a mistake, if you're not sure if you committed that or not, on Hasev al Losei Seishim the Beis HaMikdash. Now, why are we precluding this? Isn't that Pasha that you're not liable on that? So the reason is because Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav is susceptible to carbon oil of Yared. Carbon oil of Yared is a carbon at the end of the Parashat Vayikra, which you bring, if you're rich, you bring X. Perek Beis Halacha Hei in Horios. Perek Beis Halacha Hei. If you are rich, you bring the high animals. If you're poor, you bring birds. If you're even poorer, you bring flour. Okay? But the other things that you bring to bring carbon oil of Yared are not chiyuvei krisus. You don't get koris for them if you do it intentionally. One of those is if you take a false oath that you don't know testimony. The other is what's the other one? False oath. The other is what's the third one? The third one is I forgot. What's the third one? Bitus asayim. Stam a false oath. Okay. So though for those are not chiyuvei koris, right? One is to do with denying you know testimony, the other is to do with stamp all those. Those are not chiyuvei koris. You don't get koris if you did it be amazing. But tumas mikdash v'kadosh, which is susceptible to carbon oil of your rate, you do get koris if you did it intentionally. So therefore, I might say it's like a regular chatos, which you do get bring if you commit an aver, which you would get koris if you did it intentionally. So therefore, since that's the case, I might say that it's susceptible to the unique korbanos brought by the Sanhedrin or by the Kohen Gadol if they committed the paskin incorrectly and then committed the sin. That's what telling us it's not susceptible because it's not a true chatos. Even though it's the status of a chatos, it's not a true chatos. A true chatos is always a goat, no matter what you are, what your status is. These are not true chatos. Also, no Ashem Toli. Ashem Toli comes and you're not sure if you made a mistake, you committed an avera, didn't commit an avera, in an area where there's a chiyuv kares and there would be a chatos otherwise. So even though there's a chiyuv kares, but what's mitzvah kadosh if you don't bring a carbon Ashem Toli if you're not sure about that. However, you are liable for the positive commands and commands of Nida. Not positive commands of Nida. You're liable if the Kohen Gadol paskin erroneously or the Sanhedrin paskin erroneously and they follow through in their psak. So then in that case, they do bring the Par Elim Dover or the Par of the Kohen Mashiach. Right? umivin osham talui, and you bring a questionable osham, if you're not sure, Allah save Allah, so say shemira, if you committed the avera by nida. Eiz a mitzvah say shem nida, what's a mitzvah say which concerns nida? Prosh min anida, separate oneself from one's wife when she's nida. Mitzvah slosa say, what's a mitzvah slosa say? Al tovo anida, not to have relations with anida. Now, the Gemara here, really, we had back in Shavuos, and this Gemara does not really concern directly, it's more or less directly our Gemara. Okay, Kana Marakana said, it should be Eivshar, that's Girsa in Shavuos. Eivshar shloya ba yediya tchilu bitchila ba yediya basof eli ben asayim. Fascinating thing. Why put it from Moshem Toli by Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, says Rav Kahana? Because Moshem Toli is where you never knew whether you committed that way or not. But we know in order to be chayv of the carbon oliviari by Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, you have to have yediya bitchila and yediya basof. You have to have known you were Tomei before you enter Beis Mikdash. No, you tell me after that bait then to base in Mikdash and then forgotten in the middle. So Hashem Toli is not relevant in that case. Why? Because Hashem Toli comes only if you never find knew anything about the situation. So therefore there's no Hashem Toli relevant in this in this situation. Alright? Because Hesar Vishwar of Dime, Rashur Dime said ask for Kun Raimona, he asked him Vyekane Bimorin. He said, if that's the case, so that might be a reason why you don't bring an Hashem Toli, but why is based in not liable to bring a korban if they made a mistake? L'mayis it's a chiyuv krisus. So says the Gemara. Armalisa said, "Ona bay nichnasim." The truth is, we don't even understand what Rav Kahana said. We don't know about people who enter themselves. What he said is a very strange sfora. Like Moshe explains here, he says, so what if you knew before you entered the Beis HaMikdash? But then you forgot, and you never found out again. So therefore you should be susceptible to Hashem Toli. True, you knew at one point, so what? Right now, when you entered, you didn't know. And you remain in constant state of sofek, so therefore there should be a chiyuv Hashem Toli. So Alachas Ka, there certainly you're right. I have no answer for you. Why basically makes an error in their psak concerning to what the Hashem, since after all it is an area where there is a chiyuv koris, why don't they talk to bring a para the para parhelim dover? Why don't they have to bring the unique korban for having made a mistake in judgment? So it says Maragmar Maikadun, what was the conclusion? Amrav Shulbarav Yitzvah Shulbarav Yitzvah says mitzvahs mitzvahs. It says mitzvos by the paralim davar, by the animal which is born in the case of questionable psak, and it says mitzvos also by regular chatos. Ma mitzvah shnemar lalim b'kavua, just like the mitzvahs brought with the stated later on, it's by a regular chatos brought on regular circumstances of a regular avera, not on the unique circumstances of tumas mikdash of kadosha. Afkan b'kavua, so to the paralim dover goes on the same things that a regular chatos goes on. Says the gemara here, it says ve'ein chayovin, but shayat so changes gears a little bit better. V'lama lo tzninon, so why don't we learn in our mitzvah mishnah? Chayovin al kol mitzvah seisha b'toicho. Says you're chayav on the mitzvah sasei in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you're not chayav mitzvah sasei in the Beis HaMikdash. You are chayav mitzvah sasei, which has to do with nida. Anytime there's a lav, lots of times, but there's a lav, there's an asei. If you mean to tell me that anytime there's a lav, which has chorus, where there's a asei attached to it, you're liable if you didn't keep that asei, if for chatos, for paralim dover, if it's an edger, for parakoyim mashiach, the going to make some say, so just say, coming to the what do you mean, nida? Why is it not nida? So says the Gemara, Amram Tanya says, Lasina maste elamila, we only want to mention things to the mitzvahs of separation. The mitzvahs say here are mitzvahs to separate. And the mitzvahs that save separation by the Beis HaMikdash, where you are not chayav a paralim dover, nor is the koyim mashiach chayav a parakoyim mashiach, because there is no real chatas in that case. But it's similar, lamila, it's similar to the concept of nida, where we were told to stay away from nidos. Hechva vida, what's the similarity? Nichnas hamikdash tomei chayav. If you go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tomei, you're liable. Now that's bullshit. as they're going and having bia lechatchila with a nida, going and having relations with a nida, you know, intentionally. But this is the subtlety. The subtlety in mitzvah says the following: nichnas tohar v'nitma. If you went in while you were tohar, by the way, we had this on Masechta Shavuos, that's why it might seem familiar. Nichnas tohar v'nitma. If you went in while you were tohar and it became tomei in the Beis Hamikdash, you know, a dead rodent fell on you or something like that, or a mace died there. So then, balo baruka chayev. If you went out the long way, you're chayev. Why? Because extra time in the Beis Hamikdash. Bitzora, if you went out the short way, you're potter, right? So you have to always judge the shortest possible way to get out. Extra time makes you liable to an avera, right? Similarly, the kavasa, by neither is also such a thing. If you went to have relations with a woman who's tamei, forget it, you're chayev, right? She had really had relations with your wife and she's tar. Varmalon, she says in the middle, whoops, nidmeitzi, I just became a nida, right? In the middle of that relation, she said, I just became a nida, right? Surprise. So, bolo baruka, if he goes out the long way, chayev is liable. Ub ktsara potter, and if he goes out the short way, he's exempt. We're going to explain what that means. Ezui ktsara ushalo, what's the short way in this case? Right? There's only one way out. So what does it mean, the short way? Yitzan, it means he should cool down. He should, should diminish his desires in before he exits from his wife. So now the Gemara is going to explain that a little bit more. It'll become a little bit more. For those of you who don't understand that yet, just be patient for a few more lines. Eiz mitzvah seh shemenida. Let's expand that a little bit. What's mitzvah seh shemenida? Amar Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Yavin said, where's the pasuk itself? V'izaltem it's b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, forewarn the Jews from their impurity. Rabbi Yonasan Sholach Shol Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi Bar Lakunya. He asked him, "Azhol meshamishim matam tamei aminayin." He asked him, "What seems like a klutz kasha? Where does it say in Chumash not allowed to have relations with a nida? Right? Which is explicit pasuk in parshas. I forget where. Achrei Moser Kedoshim. What? No, it's Achrei Moser Kedoshim. But amen. Anyway, so midnight, Uba Kippa Mizrabase, so he wanted to throw his hat at him. You know, the guy, you know, he was asked the question, right? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Yonasan asked the question to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Bar Lakunya. So Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Bar Lakunya wanted to throw his hat at Rabbi Yonasan. Because he said it for asking such a stupid question. Armelezer said, Milo de Minukulaya Amin Biknista. That which the children say in school, b'choyim every day. I know every day is probably not literal, but you know they learn in school. V'at shoyel, you learn this pasuk in school. V'at shoyeli, and you're going to ask me this pasuk. It says v'li shabni das tu masolo si kavagalo servasa. Says to a woman when she's tamei because she's an eater, you should not come close to reveal her nakedness. Amalei said, I'm not such a klutz. Amalei said, lo tzricha lo da. That wasn't my question. Rather, I was asking this question. That which, I understand if you're mishamish with the tmeya, so you're liable. What about if you were having bia with a woman who's tar? Vamalon, she said, nitmeisi, she said, I'm tome, piresh miyad, if he immediately separates from her, maushia chayav, what's the story? In other words, if he immediately separates her before waiting for his passion to subside, is he liable, isn't he? Amalei said, the Bible actually says the davar pashti is chayav in that case. Because it says, yitziyoso hanoa lo kibiyoso. Going out gives him the same hanoa, the same pleasure like going in. But here in the Yerushalmi, it's not so pashti. Amalei said, onava atzri chalon. He said, you know what, both you and I have this question. In other words, I also don't know the answer. Neitze chutz, let's go out and let's learn about it. Nafkin v'shamin kala d'tanya. So they went down and they heard voices saying over the following brisa. Tani kada d'chizka, which said over the brisa like chizka, says v'shachov v'shkav ish osa. If a man lies with her, only elam v'shamin shematmeh. Only in a case where he has relations with a woman who's a tamei from before it. Chayev, that he's liable. If v'shamin shematar, if he has relations with a woman who's tar, from a loyed mason in the middle, she says, whoops, I became tamei. Pirish miad mao shiye chayev al chayev. If he immediately exits, how do we know he's liable? Talmud Lomar, because it says, utihini dasa, and her nida shall be, right? Shall be means it shall come upon her. And the assumption is in the middle of having relations, right? Vafila pirsah loving yisah, even she spread upon him her nida in the middle of having relations. Says the Ramaya, so what she do? Rav Yeshu, Rav Yudim Shem Shmuel said, Yitzan, should cool down. Lo Yitzan, what if he didn't cool down? You know, it's in the heat of his passion. Rav Yeshu even says, Karani love, alti krav, alti frosh. And what does I say about him? It says, don't come close to Anita. It means also don't separate yourself from Anita. Says the Kriva, Prisha. What? It says, don't come close means don't separate. How do you learn these words? That doesn't mean the same thing. Says my, yes, it does. It's Hebrew. It's a flexible language. We have a pasuk then in Yeshaya. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha said kado. This pasuk says homim chave lecha al tiga biki kidashticha. Those who say go close to yourself, meaning remove yourself from here. In other words, go close to yourself. Don't come close to us, right? So that means we don't touch me because you are here. Kidashticha means you are profaned. You will become made unholy. So here we see krav means to separate. So Sunday means altikra means don't separate. Remain inside of her until you cool down. So as the Rabbi Zira, so Rabbi Zira says, it's a fascinating word about Zira. Rabbi Zira said, yeah, you know what you should do? You should visualize a sword as if it's cutting through his flesh. He should see himself undergoing kares as he's having relations with her. Says Mara, the whole Amar Rabbi Zira, when everybody's such a big tzaddik that this causes them, they can have this imagery go through their mind and it cools them down. Not everybody's such a big tzaddik to go through this imagery, and not everybody's such a big tzaddik that it cools them down. So says Mara, you're right. Right, Tanchum Hashem Ravuna said, what should you do? You took Rosh Hashanah to Bekoisel, you stick your toes into the wall, basically you make yourself rigid, V'yem Mutzad, and then you'll cool down on your own. The Bavli says, you separate yourself a little bit so that you're not affected by her so much, and then you wait to cool down, and then you remove yourself from the woman. Ksiv, it says, V'atesha Be'itai Be'itzan Kashto, it says about Yosef, that he put in strength his bow. So what does that mean? Rav Shua Rav Nachman said, Nimtocha Keshes, he had his bow, which is a euphemism for his aver, became taut, V'chozer, but then it relaxed. Rabbi Avun, says, no, it went further than that. Nisbazer Zaro, he was Moitzi Zera. He actually had an emission. V'yotzlo Beintu B'tziporne Yodav. But he went out from between his fingernails. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I think he means that he helped restrain himself. He held himself back from actually going through with the Maisa. But in the meantime, it was too late to stop himself from having the emission. Okay? V'yapuzu zo'e yodav. And they were scattered, the arms of his hands. So that means that it actually...
Huh?
When he was being enticed by Potiphar, by the wife Potiphar.
Well, so when he said explicitly that he had relations.
No. He stopped himself at the last moment. That's what it's saying. An admission, but not relations.
But the admission it didn't have actual intercourse. No, he didn't have relations with her, it says here.
He restrained himself as he was about to have relations, or he restrained himself. That's what it says here.
He ran away.
It says between his hands. Between his hands.
That only deals with the admission. That doesn't deal with...
Where do you see anything more than that?
But that's the point.
You hear what he's saying? I don't hear what he's saying.
In the Chumash, it says he ran away.
Yeah.
That's right. In Chumash, you don't see any kind of sexual encounter whatsoever.
No, you do in this bracha of Yaakov. That's what Yaakov says, bracha. But this is all Yaakov's bracha to Yosef when he says, V'yafuzu royos. So it means that he went further than that. In other words, when he had charot, he ran away and she grabbed onto his coat. That's the way this man, this
sucker. Look at the story of Vayeshev, get the impression that there is a substantial difference in space between Yosef and her. Grab him, he's running away.
Right, that's not the way it is. But yeah, the way that Chazal is saying it, but I don't think it's going as far as the full mice. I don't think it's saying it. I don't see how you see that here. That's the next thing. That's coming up. That's coming up.
A lot of you, when you have the admission, speaks to that there was intercourse prior to that.
Sure, that's there. Mm. It's a tzav vatol. I don't know. I don't hear it. Anyway, it says Gemara. Let's not get stuck on this one. Says Gemara. We have much harder things to get stuck on later on. It's okay. Whatever turns you on.
I was just so surprised that the Gemara is saying that, there was, that the contact group is so close between the two of them. I guess that's a surprise.
Now we have the famous Gemara. I mean, it's actually Bavli too. Ramaz Atola Enoi. I think Rashi Chumash probably brings down the Sushalim supervision. He does bring it down.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So Rav Chodesh Ramaz said, Tola Enoi, he lifted up his eyes, V'go Ikunin Shalaviv. He saw his father's visage. And Rabbi Yashabir is very fond of this Gemara. Miaritan, that cooled him down. Okay, so he was in heat, so to speak. He got cooled down by seeing his father's image. But the next line is not in the Bavli.
Walt Disney, the Lion movie. Father.
Maybe they learned to do the Gemara. Okay. Sorry, I'm not familiar. I once saw it in the shoe store, some parts of it, but I don't remember that part. Midei Avir Yaakov. From the hands, that's Midei Avir Yaakov. That's that pasuk from the mighty one of Yaakov. Amrei Avraham said, Afi kudin shol Rachel. It's interesting. He also saw Rachel. Isn't that interesting? That doesn't appear in the Bavli.
It doesn't appear in the Rav's talk either.
Yeah, it doesn't appear in the Rav's talk. He sees his mother's image, right? Only his father. Okay. Bishram Ro'eh Eben Yisrael, from there he saw the shepherd of the stone of Israel, and somehow that's a euphemism for Rachel. Okay. Next Mishnah. So much for the Agarat. We'll have a little more later on. Was not liable, again, continuing further with what there is no Pilim Dover based in Paskins erroneously, nor Pilim Koin Mashiach if the Koin Mashiach Paskins erroneously, neither on a person who says, claims he knows no testimony, turns out he's lying, while Bitlis Vasayim, nor on the person who gives on the Pesach concerning false oath, while Tumas Mitash Kadosha, nor, as we said previously, on Tumas Mitash Kadosha. That's a repeat, but the important thing is the next issue. Vanasi Kitzbem, similarly a Nasi. Now, Nasi brings a korban on his chatoim, even though he didn't paskin erroneously. A Kohen Gadol only brings a korban on his chatoim if he paskin erroneously prior to his chait, right? A Nasi brings a korban even if he didn't paskin erroneously. So but nevertheless, basically it says he's the same thing. He doesn't bring a korban oil of Yerei. This korban of, which if you're rich you bring X, if you're poor you bring Y, if you're destitute you bring Z, this is not shaykh by Nasi. Guess why not?
He's rich.
He's rich. That's what I was going to say. Right, he's always rich. Okay? Dear Esali, right? We keep on saying Nasi chayv. Kiva says no. He's chayv in all the carbon oil of Yoreds, meaning two out of the three, which are the Tumas Mitash Kudoshav and Bitus Vasayim, Chutz Mishmias Kol, but not the one about Edus. Why is that? Shamelech lo dam v'lo dayan, so a king doesn't sit in judgment, nor does he judge. Lo meiv, lo minas, so nor does he testify, nor people testify against him. So he's not susceptible to court cases, and there is not susceptible to that part of the Kol Ben Olav
Yerei. What about the famous case of the Shlomo that came from the two ladies came?
He wasn't really a judgment there. It was like arbitration. You know, with the actual judgment, he doesn't see an actual judgment. Okay.
Let's say the king did do a show, and then it was a show, and then he made a mistake.
It doesn't matter.
Diplomatic.
Right, he has, right. He's Hodin Malchus. Anyway, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Balance that time of Rabbi Yisrael, the logic of Rabbi Yisrael is as you all said already, it says if he's impoverished and he can't bring a full carbon, he brings the lower form of carbon. As shu roy lovely day daos, some of you can become poor. Yotze Mashiach, supposed to call Mashiach, shay roy vele day daos, he never becomes poor. Okay? Now, on the bottom of the, actually, here it says, you call Mashiach, right? You saw that? It says Mashiach, which you prefer first to call it. So actually, Shai Teso wants to change the girsa here. Because obviously the Mishnah was telling more about Menasi. But I'm going to learn the Girsa as it is here, and I'm going to refer you to the bottom, and this list of Yerushalmi Bavli, you don't have it in there. What do you do? No, this is Yerushalmi Bavli. But it says there, and this list of Yerushalmi Bavli, it throws in here, in the third line from the bottom, this list of Yerushalmi Bavli, it says, Hey Tivun Vare Nasi! Hare Eno Vide Daos. The more actually corrects itself and said, no, you meant to say a Nasi. You didn't mean to say a Kohen Mashiach. And it's interesting because the Pei Moshe here brings down the Sfora, which is a well-known Sfora, brought down the Bavli, which is probably new Shalmi, two back of Sanhedrin, if I recall correctly. A Kohen Gadol, once he becomes a Kohen Gadol, even if he's poor, they make him rich. Right? Remember that? They give him money to make him rich. So the truth is, the interesting thing is that from that, the Pnei Moshe deduces that really a Kohen Mashiach is always rich, right? Just like a Nasi. But in fact, I want to tie in the Gemara of the Yerushalmi does not hold that way. And the Yerushalmi actually is correcting itself. A Kohen Mashiach is not necessarily rich. His brethren, the Kohanim, are supposed to enrich him, right? But they don't necessarily have. I'm going to give my money to make the Kohen Gadol rich. Give me a break, right? So therefore, Lemaisa, I would say that I don't think the Yerushalmi is correcting itself. And saying, no, you meant to say Nasi, not Kohen Mashiach, is saying that, in fact, the Kohen Mashiach is not necessarily always rich. And I think it's going to be borne out by the continuation of the sugya. Now, a melech is, by definition, always rich, because a melech has eminent domain over his entire kingdom, right? So, therefore, it's an ownership thing. A Kohen Gadol is not inherently rich, okay? So, it says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish Oimer, Rabbi Shimon says, V'hayos otake. Why is the Kohen Mashiach exempt from carbon olivia, right? It's got to be, if it says if he's susceptible to one of these three averos, which are false testimony, claiming he doesn't know testimony, and false oath, and kotuvas mitzvah kedoshim. So where Rashi and Lachish says this, eshu chaya ba'kulam, somebody susceptible to the requirement on all three of those. Chay for any one of them. He's not liable to all three of them. He's not chayav in any part of them. So the truth is, a Kohen Gadol, he's not susceptible to Tumas Mikdash or Kadasha. We're going to have that later. The Gemara is going to come up with that next Mishnah. He doesn't bring a carbon oil of Yerid by Tumas Mikdash or Kadasha. So there's a cost of his exempt from that. Even though commit the sin, I think it probably has to do with his wearing the tzitz. You know, tzitz is mechaper, yeah. Oh, but the Gemara doesn't say that tonight. But I think that's the issue. Tzitz mechaper. So since he's not susceptible to mitzvah for kadoshim, so there the carbon under those circumstances, so he's not susceptible to the rest of carbon oil of the earth as well. Not because he's rich, but because he's not susceptible to all three. Did you want to say? Okay. Okay. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Shor, Yitzchak says me'ato. If that's the case, with the nasi, that's because he's rich. He doesn't mean carbon oliviore. Lo yitma b'tzaras. He shouldn't come tell me b'tzaras. Now, the truth is, Sameach goes a little bit, Meshchama is a little bit nuts on this. Because he learns it's going on Kohen. I don't know exactly why. But I think it's going on King. But he learns it's going on Kohen and never says, it's explicit, possibly in Emor, that if a Kohen becomes a Mitzorah, he can't work. So, of course, he becomes a Mitzorah. But he wants to change the gear, so, Meato lo yitar b'tzaras. He shouldn't become tor if he became Mitzorah, because it says by the korban of Mitzorah, if you're rich, you bring X, if you're poor, you bring Y. He doesn't become poor. So I know, going again, he wants to say it's not talking about, it's talking about Kohen, but Lamaisa, we'd say it's talking about a king, the same idea. Okay? So, Me'ato lo yitma b'tzaras, she'en royavli lovo, says here, bekalus, but that's so kind of strange. The Nuschos, Bavli, and Rushalmi, Rushalmi and Bavli, in the bottom just says, Me'she'en roy lovo, Lidei dalus, he can't become poor. Now it says v'chein dali dalus, he can't become double impoverished either. That's obviously a mistake. I didn't see anybody point it out, but by mitzvah there are only two levels. By korban olivier there are three levels, right? Pot, right, you know, rich, pot, medium, middle class, and lower class. But by mitzvah there's only upper class and lower class. So I think v'chein dali dalus is a typo. Anyway, Rav Yishebo says Gemara. So the Gemara really doesn't answer. Well, it doesn't give an answer to this question. It just leaves it difficult. But Rabbi Yosha boy, maybe that's time. Now I'm thinking about it. Maybe Chayin Dali Dalos is kind of an answer. In other words, what we're saying is the reason why Melech doesn't really fit into the syntax here, but the reason why Melech doesn't become Raleigh is because he's not trying to Dali Dalos, perhaps. Right? He can become, he's not such a rich king, but he always has enough money. But he's certainly not going to become a Dal Dalos. But by Mitzora, he can become Dal. I don't know. Forget it. Just scratch it. It's easier to say that Gemara doesn't answer the question. Gemara is asking that he doesn't become Mitzora, shouldn't become Mitzora because he doesn't have a Korban Dalos. Okay, period. Rabbi Yeshua asks, Miata isha lote chayeves abias mikdash. Rabbi Yeshua said, if that's a woman also should be chayev on bias mikdash, right? She shouldn't be shaykh, couldn't be shaykh, and shouldn't be shaykh korban oil of yored. Why? Because she isn't shaykh in all three. Because what one is she not chayev in? Which one is she not susceptible to? Which of the three korban oil of yored is she not susceptible to, Nisha? Edus, right? Because she can't testify, right? So she can't, she's not acceptable that one, so she shouldn't be acceptable at all. Mora doesn't answer this question either. Mora rather changes its tune. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan said, time of the Rabbi Akiva. So what's Elijah Rabbi Akiva who says that the Nasi is liable to all of them except for Shmias Kov? So says, well, and you're not shy to one of them. So he says, Zek Korban Arar Ravonov. Rabbi Akiva said all agrees that a Koy Mashiach is exempt from all three. So why is he exempt from all three? Right? He said, we say here, we're trying to intimate that he should be able to acceptable to any one of them, right? So he says, I'll tell you why. A very cute reason by Koy Moshiach. He says, Rabbi Kiva, Zek Korban Aaronov. It says that Aaron and his kids who serve as Kohen Gadol, they bring a series of chavitin, pancakes every day. You know, the Kohen Gadol brings pancakes half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Every day, that's his own personal Korban. So those... That carbon, trust me, it's his carbon. So that carbon is made of a serious afa of flour. So it says, Zek carbon Aaron Rabbanov. This is the carbon of Aaron and his kids, which is not serious afa. This one, Zek on Aaron Rabbanov, Zehu maybe, Veno maybe, a serious afa, cares he can't bring another one. What does that mean? The carbon oil of your bidale dalus. If a person is absolutely impoverished, the carbon oil of your is a measure of flour. And what the pasuk is saying is that Kohen Gadol only brings one type of serious sefer, not the other one. Oh, only the one type of serious sefer, not the other one, must mean that Kohen Gadol is exempt from carbon oil of the yored. Now here it's clear the point I made about the Yerushalmi before, that the Yerushalmi holds the Kohen Gadol really can become impoverished. And theoretically, he should be trying to be bringing a serious sefer. The only reason why he doesn't bring in a serious sefer is because it says Zek carbon Aaron Ubanov. What's the carbon of Aaron and kids? The Asir Seifa? Only the pancakes every day, not the carbon of the Yuri. So if it's exempt from one of the levels, he's exempt from all of carbon of the Yuri. Okay? Rabbi Zira, boy, can Rabbi Yasa? Rabbi Zira has very Yasa. This is a very strange question. He says, Vainu, maybe Nadava? Can't he bring a Nadava, a Mincha, as a volunteer carbon, where he's not allowed to ever bring a Mincha? That, other than these pancakes? Or Malaysia said, Ian, yes, Chobah, who ain't no maybe. He can't bring chayvan, the tovu maybe. Of course, you understood I meant that. He doesn't have any other obligatory carbon of a serious eva. Says Markini Masnisa, this is the way to read our Mishnah. Shamelch lo meiv lo minima. So the din is not relevant. the fact that King doesn't judge or cannot be judged is nice, but it's not relevant to our mission, because our mission is talking about the carbon brought, succinctly concerning testimony issues. And therefore, whether he can judge or not be judged is not relevant. Okay? Halacha Zayin. Kol mitzvah shebatorah, any mitzvah in Torah, chayovin, I was done in kares. Any mitzvah in Torah where you're liable if you didn't touch the kares. But she goes to chatos, you're unintentionally liable to chatos. Hayochid may be kisba. If an individual, regular guy did it, he brings a kisba, a top yidav on out for those at the Vilna Shas. He brings a kisba, a lamb, female, sira, a goat, female. Vanasi, if it's a nasi sawyer, he brings a goat, male. Umashiach beistin, the koi mashiach, the koin goro, and beistin mevim par, they bring a bull. Uvavodazara, if the symbol is avodazara, hayachid vanasi, the individual and the king, vamashiach and the anointed coin, what? The anointed coin, Nasi means the king. It's going to come up later on, next paragraph. What? Nasi is Venezuela in bad shape, but that's the story. There are plenty of them, unfortunately. Yeah, all of the northern kingdom. Nasi Vayochi. Nasi Vamashiach Mevin Seira. The Nasi and the Mashiach, they bring a female goat. Who based in, if the basin commit passes erroneously and Am Yisrael worships Avodah Zarah, the Sawyer, they bring a bull and a goat. Par Ola, the bull as an Ola, the Sawyer Lachatos, and the goat as a Chatos. Oshem Toli, the question with the Karmen you bring, if you're not sure if you committed Avodah or not, is Hanasi Vayochi Chayovim, the Nasi and the Yochi. An individual and the king are liable. And don't have any more. Has a lot of caffeine. And then the coin Mashiach and the Nasi are exempt from Oshem Toli. Oshem Vadi, the definite Oshem, so on five different situations on Me'ilah, on the certain types of theft, on the Nazir, on the Mitzera, a Shiv Charufa, that the Oshem Vadai is brought also by Hayachid, Vanasi, Vamashiach, Yavin, all three are liable, even Koy Mashiach, who based up to and based on exempt. Al Shmias Kol, on the Korban Olivyore, repeating what we said in the last Mishnah, the Korban Olivyore, which is brought for not claiming he didn't know testimony, and B2is for Sime and false oath, the two of the Joshav and being Matamis, things in the base of Mikdash, base and Ptur and base are exempt. Ayachid Vanasi and Mashiach Chayovin. The individual, the Nasi, and the Mashiach are all liable in Korban Olivyore. Oshain Koin Goro Chayav, Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, dear Rabbi Shimon. Except Koin Goro is exempt from Tumas Mikdash, the Kadoshav, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now it's not like Rabbi Yosef Glili, of course, in the previous Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yosef Glili in the previous Mishnah said the Koin Mashiach is exempt from all three, right? Rabbi Shimon says he's exempt only from Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, right? Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Maya Mevin, what do they bring? Carbon oil of Yuri. And when they do bring carbon oil of Yuri, they bring carbon oil of Yuri. Rabbi Lezimir Hanasi may be seer. Rabbi Lezimir says the Nasi, he doesn't bring a female goat, he brings a male goat, which is the Nasi's carbon for any aveir which he commits. Unlike an individual who brings a female goat or lamb, he brings specifically a male goat, and that's true even as the substitute for a carbon oil of urate. Amar is going to discuss his opinion. So it says when nefesh, and this is talking about by Oshem Toli, the Oshem you bring when you're not sure you're committing aver or not. So it says nefesh the rabos nasi, that includes the nasi. Says Amar, well, if that's the case, if it's nefesh, Yerba Mashiach, Kohen Gadol is also a person. Right? Shouldn't he bring, then he should also bring this Oshem Toli. So Zamora says, you know what? Forget that. Scratch that, Joshua. Let's try another Joshua. Bechetab Shkoga, with its sin in the questionable circumstances, when it was unintentional. Eshu Shigas Maisa. It means when only the entire issue is the sin itself. Yotza Mashiach is supposed to claim Mashiach. She'enam Shigas Maisa. It's not just the sin itself. Because the Kohen Mashiach only brings in a carbon and prior to having committed the sin, he paskined erroneously and permitted himself to do the sin. So therefore he's not Shayat Oshem Toli, which comes only and exclusively on a question of erroneous act. Says Gemara, Rebbe, what about Rebbe Duamar said, Moshiach B'shigas HaMaisu, that there is one case where Kohen Gadol brings a korban even on an Avera without a prior erroneous psak. What's that case? The case of Avodah Zorah. So according to Rebbe, Duamar Moshiach B'shigas HaMaisu, why is he not bringing an Oshem Toli? So Asher, who B'shigas HaMaisu, Chod Vorim? No. He who always brings a chatos on the improper deed in of itself, he brings an Oshem Toli. That's a Mashiach, as opposed to Karmel Kohen Mashiach. She'er Shechus Mais Chod Vorim, by all other years besides the Vodazar, it's not sufficient for him to commit the act. He also has to actually pass erroneously, and therefore he's not Shechus Mais Chod Vorim. Says the Gemara, Nefesh Rabbas HaNasi V'Mashiach. Says Mar Nefesh, which it says by Asham Vadai, that Nefesh includes a Nasi and a Mashiach that they bring a Kosham Vadai. So they're not, wait a minute. Ochatom Rabbas is a Nasi. Oh, by Asham Vadai, at least initially, wanted to say that Nefesh only includes the Nasi. The Kotam Rabbas Hashir, you say it includes the Kohen Mashiach as well. Says Mar Kachatas Kasham. Says Mar, you know what, you're right, scratch that. Let's bring it, let's do another Drosha. Says Mar Kachatos Kosham. It says that the Osham is like a Chatos. Machatos Mechaper is Merekos. Just like the Chatos is Mechaper and it completes the Kapara for the sin. Av Osham, so to the Osham, which a Kohen or Moshiach brings is one which is Mechaper Mark, which atones and completes the atonement. Yotz Hashem Toli, as opposed to Hashem Toli, Shem Mechaper Mishar, which atones only partially until he finds out to commit that way or not, that a Kohen Moshiach does not bring. Okay? So it's only Hashem, which is like a Chatos, as opposed to Hashem Toli, which is not like a Chatos. Says the Morakini Mas Niso, it's where I rate that Mishnah Shaita, so it does change the gears here, but I'm going to learn it like the gears in front of us. Like the pain motion is a gift in front of us, and so does the Sameach. Says the Markinimus, this is a real way to read our Mishnah. Opposite than the way our Mishnah reads. And by the way, the Ravid puts Machlis, Rambam Ravid, whether we pass in this way. The Ravid passing is like the way you show me in front of us. The Rambam does not, and Rambam, I guess, agree that Shaita so changes gears here, but again, as I said, we're not going to do it. Shein Kohen Gadol Chayev, Altumas, Yisrael, Tivra, Kol. Rabbi Shimon's unique shita was that a nasi is exempt from the korban on Shmias Kol. Why is that again? Because he agrees with Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah of the issue of a nasi obviously doesn't go and testify in court. Okay? Says Rabbi Yochanan said, it says, Mina Mikdosh lo yitze, what's the logic? That where we see a nasi is not chayb to us Mikdosh Koshov, it says that a Kohen becomes an Ovel, he shouldn't dash in the base, shouldn't leave the base on Mikdosh, Kohen Gadol specifically, sorry. Shouldn't go, Velo Yechal, should not desecrate. Now, from this reading further, though, I'm not sure exactly how, that the Kohen, and there also mentions Tumah that Parsha, now, you ought to say, even if he went out, Enum Chal, he doesn't desecrate. Okay? Somebody must learn the extra language, I don't know exactly how to do it, but even if he went out, he doesn't desecrate the, meaning, even if he came Tumah, he didn't, he does not machal. In other words, he was not supposed to leave the base of Midrash and go to Levaya. Even if he went to Levaya and became Tomei and he came out of base of Midrash, not machal, meaning that it's not considered to be a full Avera, having then been Matam and Midrash Kodosha. Says more, wait a minute, if that's the case, you're going to make a drush like that. Now, again, I'm not sure exactly how the drush works. But in any way, he says, once you make the drush, Rabbi Shin, Rabbi Yenaber, and Rabbi Bun, Barakana, Makshi, they ask, Vaksi, Vamano, Grusha, Vachalol, Zoyna, Say, Loikach. It says, the Kohen should not take. A Kohen Gadol should not take an Amona and a Grusha and a Chalol and a Zoyna. So says Marim Lokach in a Mechala. Right? At the same time, Joshua should apply grammatically to this. If he took them, he shouldn't be Mechala as kids. Right? Loikach. So it sounds like, but if he did take it, shouldn't be, it's not Mechala. It can't be. We know it's Mechala as kids if he did that. So it says Marim Maikadu. Taka. So why do we say Kohen Gadol is exempt to us from the Drosh? Obviously, the Drosh is not working for us. Amar Chizki Asusia said, V'nichosu ha-nevesh shem mitoch ha-kol. This is in this week's Parsha. It says in Chukas, if Kusami is a Matame Mikdash, his soul is eradicated from the Kohol. And I mentioned this last night in the Kohelish here. This is the only time in Torah it says Kores from the Kohol. All the other Krisos in Sefer Vayikra Mitocha Am. So in the Foshas HaOsos Mikarev Amom. Here it says, Nirgusu HaNevesh HaYim Mitocha Kohol. It's unique Kores. The question is what exactly that means theologically, right?
That's the you said about the difference between
Kol
and
Adas. Mm-hmm. But here it's Kol and Am. Here it's a different thing. So the Gemara actually dashes. The Gemara dashes the call here. I did not know this, Yerushalmi, when I said Shir last night. Otherwise, I could have put down this drasha, which would have been far less exciting. So it says the Gemara, Asher Karmano Shavu L'Kol. Who gets Kol Reis for Tumas Mitzvah Kadosha? And therefore, as being a Korban, or of all of Yorid, if they did it unintentionally. Somebody who has a parallel Korban to the rest of the congregation. He's always, you know, part of the call. Yatzah Mashiach, as opposed to Kohen Gadol, Shalom Shavar Korban Ol Kol. He doesn't normally bring the same Korban as the rest of the congregation, so he's not Shaykh to the Korban Ol of Yoreid either. Okay? So that's why it says, Nichsa Mitoch HaKol, that only people who are in the call are liable to this Kor, to Korban Ol of Yoreid, not a Kohen Gadol. Hey, see when they ask the Kash, Arei Nasi, what about a Nasi, Lo Shavar Korban Ol Kol? He doesn't mean the same Korban as the congregation. Yet, nevertheless, he brings the carbon out of the yerid. It is mitami mikdash. So in Marashav Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, he gets atoned for with the rest of the congregation. Kohen Gadol is his own kapor, Yom Kippur, his own animal, his own bull. Kohen Gadol gets the nasi, gets kapor together with the goat lazozo, same as everybody else, right? So they ask the question, well, what about Hari Echav Akwanim? Lo Shavu Yom Kippurim. The other Kohen, besides the Kohen Gadol, they should be exempt from Korban Ol Yoreid by Tumas Mitzvah Kadosh. Because in Yom Kippur, they have a separate Korban. There are three Korbanos in Yom Kippur, right? The three Viduim we have in Yom Kippur. For the Kohen Gadol separately, for the other Kohen separately, and for Bnei Sol separately. So they should be exempt from Korban Ol Yoreid. So says the Gemara, nevertheless, Shav and Shai Moshe Shav, the rest of the year they're equivalent. I mean, the rest of the year they're bringing the same Korban everybody else does. I mean, individual Korban, right? But they bring a female goat or female lamb. They don't bring a male goat like the nasi. Says Mar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Shalom said, Shavu Matan Dam Mechutz is another equation which we're looking at, which is that the blood is sprinkled outside the Kodesh. In other words, by all korbanos, besides the Kohen Gadol, the blood is sprinkled outside. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo Amar Rabbi Leza El Bnei Krisus. He said, no. You know what makes them equivalent? What makes the other Kohanim... No, I'm sorry. Shav matan dan chutz means... Yeah, except for the Kohen Gadol, all other blood is sprinkled outside. So that was right. Rabbi Yechiel said, Lo am Rabbi Lezer el mi pnei krisus. Rabbi Lezer and Mishnah, who said a nasi brings a carbon oil of yoreid, it's not because... He brings the same carbon as everybody else. He doesn't. He brings a different carbon. But he's liable for carbon as everybody else. The Kohen Gadol at Tumas Mitzvah Shloshav is even exempt from carbon. He doesn't get the same carbon as anybody else. It seems. Which is a tremendous question. More than they're going to reject it. But that's what it sounds like right now. Right? But the Nasi gets carbon same as everybody else. So therefore it's not the carbon all of yours the same as everybody else. Says Mar Rabbi Yehoshua say, Be'a boy, yes. Meato afilu. Now everybody changes gears. Everybody goes crazier. They don't know what's going on. The next few lines. So Lamaisa, I'm going to give you my own spin on this, and no guarantee I'm correct, but I change it less than almost anybody else. Okay. So therefore, I like it better. Besides, I said it. I'm going to say it. Rish says meato afilu should be bekoing. Okay. It doesn't say bekoing there, but on the bottom, if you look at Nuschos Yerushalayim Shabbat, it says. Now I think that Cain is really supposed to be Kohen. Okay? So look at the Nuscha of the Yerushalmi, which is in the Bavli, which is more Meduyik Nuscha. I'm changing the Cain to Kohen. So the question is, a Kohen also gets what I just asked you. Umar is asking. A Kohen also gets Karsa Tumas Mitzvah Kosher. He does it B'Shoyeg, he might be the Korban Ol of Yoreid, but he does it B'Meizid, he gets Karsa. Even if he wears the tzitz, he still gets Karsa, right? So it says, Mora B'Kvua. The Kvua is actually the answer. The Mora says, no, you're right. A Kohen actually gets Karsa the same to as anybody else. But nevertheless, what's different is that the Kohen never rings a chatas on a Kores unless he also paskined erroneously, right? You're right, in the Kori's penalty he'd be the same. What I mean is that on the in the Korban which he brings on the Kori's, he's different. A Nasi gets Kori's, and if he did it B'shogeg, he brings a Korban. A Yisrael gets Kori's, if he did it Mason, and if he did it B'shogeg, he brings a Korban. It happens to be a different type of Korban. One is a female, one is a male, but he brings the Korban. A Kohen Mashiach, if he did it Tetchi, he gets Kori's. If he did it on the Tetchi, does he bring a Korban? No! Unless he also paskin erroneously. So we're saying is that Korban on the Krisos is qualitatively a different type of Korban. That's why the Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring Korban oil of a Yared, but a Nasi does. Okay? So it says, Mar Amr, Rabbi Yonah said, Miz Bar Sava Rabbi Yeshe Shneka Mikol HaParsha, where, the Gemara says Rabbi Yoshin is kasha. What's Rabbi Yoshin going to do with this kasha? Rabbi Yoshin didn't give the answer. Rabbi Yoshin says, he asked kasha. He said, well, they all get the same chorus, right? They all get the same chorus, right? So Korn Rabbi Yoshin out taka does a that's case. Obviously, he says a krisus is not the common theme between a Nasi that he should bring Korban Olah V'Yored to Korban Rabbi Elazar and everybody else. There must be another common theme, right? What's the other common theme? Because it says, I'm sure Rabbi Elazar says a Nasi does bring a Korban Olah V'Yored, right? Oh no, sorry. Rabbi Elazar said, sorry. The question is like this. The question is, wait, let me just make sure I get it right. I don't like where I wrote here. Let's erase this. Okay, not the first time. Says my, Mizbasar Rabbi Yeshua Shneka be called Parsha. So, does Rabbi Yeshua say that the Nazis are prudent for the entire Parsha? Again, because his Korban is different. And he doesn't have this answer. No, that we look at, you know, the parallel that there is a qualitatively a Korban on Korais in and of itself. So, what does he do with the Nazi? Says Gemara, fascinating answer. Says Gemara, Rabbi Lezer. He holds that he makes that a Nasi is like a rich commoner. That's the definition of a Nasi, according to Rabbi Lezer. Isn't that an amazing thing? If you look back at Rabbi Lezer says a Nasi may be Sawyer, right? Said back at the end of the Mishnah. So it says a Nasi is like a rich commoner. And since it's like a rich commoner, what it means is like this. The rich commoner in... What?
It just brings
the... Yeah, so the thing is like this, right? So in the pasuk itself, I'm coming there. In the pasuk itself, in Vayikra, it says... What is it, Vayikra, hey? It says... One second. Pasuk itself, in Vayikra, hey... The rich guy, right? He brings which is the same thing any commoner brings by any chatos, right? So Rabbi Lezer holds that a nasi, because Rabbi Lezer and the Chachom say in our Mishnah that a nasi brings the same. Kisbor Seira like anybody else but Korban Olah V'Yored. So what does Rabbi Lezer Taka do? Rabbi Lezer says, you can look at things like this, and the Yadav Chachom are looking like at a Korban Olah V'Yored as a separate Korban with depth to it. As Osher, Dalus, and Dalit Dalus. And if a Nasi brings, he brings, you know, like an Osher, which is Kisbor Seira. Rabbi Eliezer says, vis-a-vis a Nasi, it's as if those two lower levels don't exist. Now remember, we said in the previous Mishnah, by a reason to pat the Nasi altogether. But this Mishnah is not saying that, right? Vis-a-vis a Nasi, those two lower levels don't exist, right? So they don't exist. So vis-a-vis him, this carbon oliyori turned into what? A regular chatas. If it turns to a regular chatas, what does the Nasi bring in lieu of a regular chatas? A Sawyer, a male korban, right? By a regular chatas, the Nasi brings a regular, instead of the female korbanos, which commoner brings, he brings a male korban. If you slice an oil of a yoreid from its two lower levels, and you say every ashir, every melech is by definition only a head yot ashir, that means the two lower levels don't exist for him, so that Rabbi Eliezer tainus makes sure that he brings dafka Sawyer. Okay? So that's so it's an interesting svara. I don't know if I the one is going to reject it, but that's what he holds. What?
If he holds that he's just like a regular rich commoner.
Yeah.
So then it should be the other way, that he should, if anybody holds that you should have the most expensive one. Should be him.
Right, no, but the most expensive one for a commoner is a Kisbar Seira, right? But for a Nasi, it's a male, it's a Sawyer.
But he's the man,
Yeah, but it's not a question of money at that point. It's a question just of type. It's the most expensive type, just male instead of female. That's all. Okay? So that's the saying here. So, Ramayana, Inka, Edi, Roshi, Avile, Rabbi Lazar. So says tomorrow, wait a minute. So says Marmar, you know, and run and said, Inka Hedya Rashi Avila Rabbeleza, if you look me as called Bita Sosai. That doesn't work. Because then why did Rabbi Leza Dafka say that Tubas Mikdash Vikadoshov a Nasi brings a Sawyer? And every Korman oil of Yuridu should bring a Sawyer. So it's worth to say the cutting off. I'd say he's always stuck at the highest level, and that's why he can lieu of the Kizbor's era, he brings the Sawyer. So just be true about Tumas Mitash V'Kadoshov, like Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah, rather should be true of all three types of carbon oil of urine. He should always bring the male carbon and not the female carbonus, right? So it says, so therefore they reject this form of Hedio Toshia, right? Says, Mara, Tani, we learned, it says you did Tani, but I think it should say Tani. Tani, Lona Gura Blazachom Lishmias Kol, Vabitis of Sime, Shenimel V. Sorel Sira. Actually, part of the question, no, it's part of the question. The Tani, Lona Gura Blazachom Lishmias Kol, Vabitis of Sime, Shenimel V. Sorel Sira. Right? Amana Kutusik Doshlosher, Blazamar, Hovi Kores, Lama Eno, maybe Sorel Sira. Says the Lord, you know what? You're right. Taka Kash and Rabbi Nuna. And we go back to the reason Rabbi Yochanan gave above. Yochanan says, and this is interesting, now it's actually more refined a little bit, which is, so Taka, what's your religious law? Why is it only by Tumas Mikdash Kadashav and not by the other two? Because Tumas Mikdash Kadashav is the only one of the three which has a Kharis attached to it. So since it has a Kharis attached to it, that's what makes it similar to Chatas Kavua. And that's why he holds that in that case, the Nasi bring a Sawyer. Okay? So again, he's saying, going back to the Hills for refining a little bit, that there are really a couple of elements involved here. That what makes it, it's not the fact that there's Kares. It's the fact that it's a Kares, and he's an Ashir Hedyot, right? It's like a Hedyot Ashir. And it's the same animal which a commoner would bring for any chatos. All those factors together make it vis-a-vis him as if it's a regular chatos, for which instead of the female animal, he brings the male animal. As opposed to the other two types of carbon oil of yored, the other two types of carbon oil of yored, you know, they are not chiyuvei krisus. And therefore, either if a Nasi does bring the carbon in those cases, he brings the regular Arlevi Yoreid carbon, not his unique substitute carbon, which only comes in a case where there's a Kharis involved. Okay, so that's why it doesn't mean that one. So it says the Gemara, Shabbat Lezer Merhoi V'Koyis, Lomu Enu Mevi Soya L'Seira. This is a Koyis issue. Why do you bring a Soya, not, why would he bring a Seira, not a Soya, and why is it so I should bring Dafka Soya? So he said, so they asked him this, they asked Rabbi Lezer and said, wait a minute. Are Moshiach V'Avodah Zorah? I proved to you that you're wrong. Moshiach V'Avodah Zorah. Hare eino mevi, it should be par, el seira. They said that a Mashiach in avodah zorah, right? It's not necessarily true. A Mashiach paskins by avodah zorah, the wrong way, right? And even according to Rabbi, even out of the psak. So he doesn't bring a par, which is his regular korban for Elim Dover. Rather, he brings a seer like everybody else. So to hear the Nasi, you know what? Could be that this is like a par by Kohen Moshiach by Avodah Zorah. Just like Kohen Moshiach by Avodah Zorah, he does bring like everybody else brings. So to a Nasi by korban Olaviyare, he does bring it everybody else needs. In other words, there is precedent, Rabbanan said to Rabbi Lazar, there are precedent for cases in which the Nasi does bring the same thing as everybody else, and which somebody who normally has different carbon brings the same as everybody else. That's by Koy Mashiach vis-a-vis Abadazar. So to the same thing here, by the Nasi vis-a-vis the case of the Nasi vis-a-vis the case of carbon Olaviyari. Okay, let's just go a little bit further. Koy Mashiach Shechata. According to God who sent and then he was kicked out of office. Okay, not because of his sin, right, necessarily. And then they kicked him out of office.
They kicked him out of office?
What?
They kicked him out of office.
Who?
Kohen
Gadol, no, he retired. In old age. The king abdicated in favor of his son. And so Kohen Mashiach may be par. So Kohen Mashiach, after it's over, he still brings a par, because the Kohen Gadol, once he leaves office, he's still a Kohen Gadol. A Nasi may be Sawyer, and a Nasi, once he leaves office, is still a Sawyer, right? What? You know, I made a mistake. This is a case where they sinned while they're still in office, and then they passed out of office. So it's... Yeah, but I said afterwards is wrong. I said a Kohen Gadol once leaves office is still a Kohen Gadol, that's right. But a Nasi once he leaves office is no longer a Nasi. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. Kohen Mashiach Shavar Mishachosav HaKachota. If it's sinned after he left office, or Nasi Shavar Mishachosav HaKachota, right? Kohen Mashiach may be part because he still remains a Kohen Gadol. If a Nasi can't have it, but once a Nasi is out of office, he's just a regular guy. Okay?
Why is that? The reason why Kohen Gadol is because,
it's not a power-based position. Right. Once a president is only based on his power.
Right.
This is a Gemara we actually have back in Sanhedrin, slightly different version, but here it's more or less the same. Well, a few differences. We flog him, but he keep him Kohen Gadol. It's like Clinton, right? On the beach because he said. It says, "Ki nezer shem mishchas alukav alav ani Hashem." How do we know that? Because it says, "Because the crown of the oil of His anointment is upon Him. I am God." Ki v'yochel, it's as if to say, "Mani b'glosu," just like I'm always a big person. Says Hashem, "Afarim b'glosu, so too I remains great, even if he sinned." Amravunah says, "Kadosh yeloch, he remains holy to you." Ki v'yochel, ani b'glosu, just like I'm always holy. Afarim b'glosu, so too I always remains holy. Rechina Ksova, Rechina the scribe, Ravach Mashiach Rishim Lord said, Koy Mashiach Shechata, Koy Mashiach sinned, Malkinus Obeisin Shor Shloisha. Even though by his Dini Momentus we judge him in front of his 23. For Malkinus we judge him only in front of 3. Why is that? Or to keep his embarrassment at a minimum. Okay? Inter Obeisin Shor Koyin Goro, so to say you're going to judge him with 23 like you judge Dini Momentus, Nim Tzali also then his being uplifted to a base in 23, his real is degraded for him because more people witness his vlogging.
People are going to know about it anyway.
No, but not going to see it. There's a difference. Shemilosh Amar, Nasi Shechot of a Nasi Fugasin, Marcus or basin shows loish, you flog him in a basin of three. Says Mama, do we put him back in his office? Says the Gemara, Omar, Rabbi Chagai said, Moshe. They said, it says Muta, but the way it says it is Moshe. Now it seems in the Yerushalayim, it seems that Rish Lakish actually somehow said this over. Name Rabbi Chagai, something like that, because you'll see Rish Lakish will get in trouble for saying this. Moshe, Ein Machzirin Lei. We don't put it back. Why? To cut, it should be to cut alone, because he's going to kill the people who flogged him. Once you flog him, stays out of office. Shem Rabbi Nasi of Akasha. Rabbi Nasi was the Nazi time, Rish Lakish heard this statement. And he knew that there was some sort of allusion to him, and he was upset. Like he was a too tough and Nazi. Because he got upset. Shach Kutain, so he sent a soldier, Lemit Patsyash, Rishim Elokish, to Chap Rishim Elokish. Rock, so Rishim Elokish fled, Bedor de Magdola, to a place called Magdola, Vistam, so he said, Bedor de Kvachitaya, to a place called Kvachitaya. So Rabbeinu Beis Vada. So Rabbeinu in the meantime went to Beis Medrash. Without Rish Lakish, was out of town in hiding. So Rabbeinu Nasiel Beis Vada. Rabbeinu Nasiel went to Beis Medrash as well. Amalei, so he said, Rabbeinu Nasiel said Rabbi Yochan was being silent. Amalei, Lama Leis Mori, Amalei Mila Dereis, why is my master not saying over Torah? So Chari Tapach Bechad Yodhi. So he started clapping with one hand, like this. And he thought, Rabbeinu Nasiel, that he wants to pass in Halach and Hilchot Shabbos. About clapping on Shabbos. So Amalei, so he said, "B'chad yad the tapchin, do you clap with one hand?" Amalei laughs. Rabbi Yochanan said, "No, you don't. Ilo bein lokish lo. Ilo bein lokish lo. If I don't bein lokish, it's like clapping with one hand. It's not like real clapping." So Amalei lo. It seems like it's redundancy. And we said Amalei, so he says. It should be anam efakha. Where is he open up? In other words, where is he closed up? Where is he hiding? That's really what it means. Okay. Amalei said, "Betada Magdola." He's hiding Magdola. Amalei, so Yunusia said, "Fine. Anavat navikan me. Let's go out towards him. I'll make peace." Shalach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Tapi the base of Avish. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Meshur Rish Lakish. I feed lecha milah derais. Prepare for yourself some toicha to say. The Nasiya navikan mach. The Nasi is coming to see you." So Reish Lakish came to greet them. Mar, and he said, "Dugma dim d'chon, your example, Rabbi Nasiya, dami lebreachin, it's like your creator." In other words, he gave him praise. He said, "Kad asa rachmona lemifrika yisrael mitzrayim, when Hashem came to redeem the Jews from Egypt, lo shach lo shliach, he didn't send an agent, lo malch nor angel, el kodesh baruch hu ba'atzmo, himself." The chesiv it says, "Vavayti ber tzitzrayim b'layla azeh, I'll pass." V'lo na'idat elohu v'cho durgon delay. He went with all his retinue. Yeah. V'asher holach elokim in ksibkan. Doesn't just say he went. Elo asher holchu elokim. He took other people with him. You brought Rabbi Yochanan. Amar leis Rabbi Yochanan. So he was appeasing the Nasi. Amar leis so Rabbi Yochanan. Nasi has said to Rish Lakish, "Macham semeim alone adam." So why did you say this thing which got me upset? You know, this thing about, well, if you put the Nazi back, he's going to kill the people who flogged him. Obviously, I took it as an instigation. Normally, they said, "Matun Sarvi, what do you think? Mitcha minchon. Because I'm afraid of you, Avina Mirna Ufaya the Rachmana, I refrain from teaching the Torah of Kodesh Baruch Hu." In other words, I have to teach, right? In other words, this halacha, even if you infer that it's negative and a negative reflection upon you, nevertheless, I have to say what I have to say. And the Chasam Sofer brings parallels to this, but not for now. So eventually he says, Amar Rav Shmuel Yitzchak and Shmuel Yitzchak said, where we have such a thing, which we're allusion to this, it says, Albanai Eli says to the children, don't do this kilo tova shmua, the rumors are not good about what you're doing, Ma'avirin Hashem, which the nation of God are spreading. So says tomorrow, from this we derive Ma'avirin, so that if they're bad rumors, you spread them. Of course, it had to be substantiated. But if there's, if the shoe fits, wear it. Rabbi Nasiya, I can't refrain from saying Torah, even if it impinges upon you. And if it happens to be true what they say about you, that you're too strident, those are the breaks. Okay, let's just get on base, because it's very easy the next one. Chatot shlo nismanu v'charkan nismanu. They sinned before they were appointed. And then they were appointed. Right? So what karma would you think they bring? regular, right? That's what you think. Harelu Kedjo. That's what Tanakama says. Hashem says, depends when they found out about it. They came where before they became anointed. They're liable to the carbonates of commoners. They found out once they became anointed, they're exempt altogether. It's a shocking thing. I'm going to explain why. Who is a Nazi? Zambelch, it's the king. Shemar says, Vasami call me Tzolosar Shemelokov. It says Nazi is somebody who's committed one of the things in the mitzvahs of Hashem negatively. And Nasi is Shein Elov Akabav El Hashem Elokav Vidarshan. Nasi is somebody who has nobody over him but God Himself. Veizu Mashiach. What's the Kohen Mashiach? Zem Mashuch B'Shem Nemishlo. It's one specifically anointed with the oil of anointment. The Lomru Begadim, not the ones who had extra clothing. To what time did to what time Jewish history did they still have the oil of anointment for the Kohen Gadol? Since first mitzvah, not only not till the end, but till the times of Yoshio put into Geniza. Okay. So the whole episode of Kohen Mashiach only applied in the first place of Mikdash, not the second place of Mikdash, right? The law of Merub Begoyim, not just the guy with extra clothing, is Kohen Gadol, like the second place of Mikdash. Amy Kohen Mashiach, Shem Mishkol, and Merub Begoyim, what is the difference between these two types of Kohen Gadol? Ela, Para Kohen Bal Komitz, is talking the only difference. Whether he has a Kaloch, a Paralim, Dover, or not, where he erroneously made a Psaak and followed through in the Psaak. Amy Kohen Mashiach, Shem Mishkol, and Kohen, there's no difference between a currently serving Kohen and a retired Kohen, the Kohen Gadol Emeritus, the Prime Kohen, except that the bullying Yom Kippur can only be done by a serving Kohen Gadol. Yeah, retired. Okay? Vasiris Eifo, and also the pancakes every day are only bought by the currently serving Kohen Gadol. Vizeh, both the Kohen Mashiach and the Kohen Merum HaBegadim, whether it's anointed by oil or by having additional clothes, they are both Shavim HaBot Yom Kippur, and they both can serve on Yom Kippur. Basula both can only marry a Basula. Basula and are both forbidden to marry an Amara. Vayimatan and Kroyan both cannot go to Levites, even with their close relatives. Lo Purim, they cannot rip or tear their clothing, or grow their hair long. Mechazin and Machzin and Sech, when they die, the unintentional murderers come back from the Yom Miklot. Okay. The Chevrai is the Tanushim. Why, when these people claim Gadol, or the Nasi found out about Daver only after they became went promoted. Why do they not bring a korban? Shagdulim chaperis. When you become a Lav or a Rosh Hashiva or a Rebbe, the tzaras of becoming the leader are enough to be mechaper. You don't need korbanos besides it. That's what I state, right? Okay. Yes. So I'm Rav Yossi, neither on our shame so far. I'm Rav Yossi, she ain't cheta with the Yossi Shom. Rav Yossi said a technical reason. Because his chet and his awareness are not at the same time, the same status. Mom, Afkinah, what's between the two opinions? Reish of the Pirka. The case of beginning of our Pirik. Koy Mashiach, the case of beginning of our Pirik is a case of, what? A Kohen Mashiach who sinned and then dropped down a notch. So if you have Gdula Mechaper, going down a notch is not Mechaper, right? So therefore you actually would still have to bring the carbon element of the carbon as was your status at the time you sinned. But if, or as is your new status, whatever. But if you hold the issue is that you change status, so then the change status of itself, whether going up or going down, exempts you from the carbon. Okay? Says the Gemara, again, Kohen Mashiach shechata b'chag orim shechuso, this is the case. Kohen Mashiach will sin and then he went down. Chinosi shechata b'chag orim shechuso. Kohen Mashiach may be par, v'nosi may be soyer. So, if you only Gedula changes it, so then in this case where there was no Gedula, so he continues to bring the unique carbon. But you know, the change of status changes, so in this case he'd be potter. Chotu b'safik. What if they made they sinned a questionable sin before they became ascended? She said that the ascent puts you up. Definitely, it's a mechaper also on a sovik. He's exempt from notion tali. But who says that the issue is whether you knew at the same time you committed the sin. Take out the word ain, because when the frame takes out, chet of the also shavin. Did he ever become aware of whether he committed the sin or not? No. Otherwise, you wouldn't be being in Oshem Toli. So therefore, Yediyah is not a factor by an Oshem Toli. So if that's the case, there is no change in the nature of his korban, and therefore he would always bring the Oshem Toli even after he got to kick the ladder to being a higher level. Again, if you hold that it's not a void of Gedulim B'chaperis. Chatar Chlonismanu, they sinned before they were appointed. And Mishnismanu of Amishnismanu of Ru, and then they were kicked out again. So Rabbi said they really sinned three times. Once before, once during, and once after. Three sins, right? Ma'alam Arshun Gedushim Shagulim B'chaperis holds that the greatness atones Kippur Gedulah Al-Rishon. The Gedulah atones for the first sin. The Chayav Shein and Chayav in the second sin, which you committed while you're a Nasi. But Shisha in the third sin, you commit after you're out of misuse. Madner Ein Chetov Adi Yosef Shoven, who says that the issue is whether the Chet and awareness occur at the same time. There's a line missing here, according to Gedulah Prime, which is saying, Chayav Shein and Chayav on the first one. Because when did you find out about the first one? Only after they kicked you out of office again. So that means you're chayiv on the first one, because you found out about it. By the time you found out about it, you're already out of office already. And you're chayiv, of course, on the third one, which happened when you were out of office already. And you're exempt on the second one, which occurred when you were in office, because by the time you found out of it, you were out of office. Okay? Chotel Shmias Kova, Bitois Vasayim. They sinned on a Korban or the Viorid issue. The Bishmias Kova, Bitois Vasayim, Tulis Mitas Dasha. And then it became a Nasi, right? Mana Shum Shagdu Machaperes. You can't do the chaperes because mechaper also carbon of the yerid issues. However, according to the other opinion that has to do with a change in status, so carbon oil of yerid doesn't necessarily make a difference, because carbon oil of yerid, there's no change in status from the time when you're a hedyot to the time when you are a melech, right? It's only by a chatos that you change, but not according to Leorid, except according to Rabbi Lezer, by two or three pleasure, I learned the end of the previous parent. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. I'll pick up Mir Tershem here tomorrow night. I'm around the Tanya.